High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Are you single and feeling out of the loop? Put away that mouse and get out of the house. Join In The Loop, Seattle's brand new activities club just for singles. Go to InTheLoopSingles.com today.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You know, normally during a second date update, we talk about what happened during the date. Today's a little bit different, though, because Patrick is on the phone. He wants to call a girl today that he met off of Tinder. Apparently, they had a great date, but it's what happened after everything was done that gets really strange for him. Patrick, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. So you met this girl on Tinder?
Yeah, I did.
All right. And your email said that this girl was different than other girls that you've met on Tinder. Why is that?
Well, I don't know if you've been on Tinder, but this girl is she's classy, she's educated, she's funny, she's smart, she's great.
So it's not just somebody that you wanted to hook up with?
No, I mean, I really liked her a lot, actually.
Did she seem, like, you know, impressed by you or pleasantly surprised?
Well, she said it was her first time on Tinder, so...
And you're like, all right, let me show you how Tinder works. Yeah. Come back to my place.
Dude, I'd be so nervous if I was going out on my first Tinder date. Was she, like, hesitant at all?
Well, maybe at the start she was, but after some wine and some more wine and some more wine.
It always seems to help.
Yeah.
So your email says that you guys had a great time during your date and everything went well, but the weird part was after the date. What do you mean by
that? Well, the other night I put her in a cab and, you know, we had a nice passionate kiss, said goodbye. And then, you know, the next day I started getting some really bizarre text exchanges with her. I mean, just weird.
Did she text you first?
No, I actually texted her and said, hey, I had a fantastic time. When can we see each other again?
That's super weird.
Yeah, crazy.
No, here. Oh, you know what? Let me bring it. Hold on. Let me get it up. Hold on. Here. But then... her response after I said that was, would you go to South America with me?
What?
What?
Was she joking?
Exactly. So I text back, LOL, you're funny. And then she texts back, I'm serious.
Whoa.
Okay. I mean, obviously at that point you're like, what are you talking about? We went on one date and you want to go to South America?
That's exactly what I said. I said, you're not serious. LOL. We just had our first date. And then I wait a while, and then she texts back, never mind. And I text right back, how about we hang out within the country somewhere, LOL.
I think that's a good response.
Perfect. Yeah.
I thought so too, right? So I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and a whole day goes by, 24 hours, and she finally gets back to me, and this is her text. I can't see you anymore. You're a real great guy. Good luck in the future.
What?
That is weird. So she asked you to go to South America You were like, are you joking? She said, no, I'm serious. And then because you wouldn't go, she said, I don't want to see you anymore.
That's what it seems like. And I'm like, what the? You know, and I texted and I called and she won't return any of my calls or texts. So, I have no idea what's going on.
Is that the first time you guys talked? I mean, like, did you know she's going on vacation in South America or she's moving there?
That's the first time ever heard anything about South America. And,
so you met her off of Tinder. How much do you know about her? How much did you discuss about her personal life when you were on your date?
Well, you know, we joked about our families and our jobs and, you know, where we went to school. So, I mean, I kind of feel like I got to know her.
I guess what I'm asking is she rich? And was she like a rich girl who was like, I like this guy, I'm going to take him to South America. And did you just pass up an opportunity of a lifetime?
I hope not. My God.
He's like, oh, my God, why didn't I say yes? I should have said yes.
I never thought of that. I mean, that better not be true because I would actually love to go to South America.
Yeah, you should have just played along and said, absolutely, I'll go to South America. Are you paying? Because I will go. Well, that is strange. And you haven't heard anything from her other than after that text exchange going like, sorry, I can't see you anymore. Good luck.
She has not responded.
Wow. Maybe she found a South American replacement, taking somebody else down there. Did she come off as someone who is like a lot of spur of the moment decisions?
No, I mean, it was one date. I mean, I don't know that much about her, but she seemed sane.
Yeah, until you read those texts and you're like, you sure you want to call her? You sure you want to try to get her on the phone?
I want to know what the hell. I mean, what was that all about?
Okay, so you do want a second date, maybe, but you also are just like, why the invite to South America and then blowing me off after?
Yes and yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, well, play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Yep, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
The guy on the phone for a second date update today passed up the opportunity of a lifetime, an all-expense-paid trip to beautiful South America. That's right. He met a girl on Tinder. They went out for a fabulous date. According to him, everything went fine, even into the night with a passionate kiss. And then it was what happened after the date that was strange. He got invited on a trip to beautiful South America. And he said no. And then she won't talk to him ever again. Right, Patrick? That's what happened.
Yep. I thought she was joking.
So Patrick went out on a date with a girl they met off Tinder. They had a good time. But after the date, they were texting back and forth. And out of the blue, she asked if he would go to South America with her. He said no, thinking she was joking. But apparently she was serious because it pissed her off. And she's never talked to him since. You know, I don't even know if we're going to be able to do this second date update because I'm assuming we're going to call her. She's going to be in South America and her phone's going to be off, Patrick.
Well, that'll be an answer, I guess.
I really want to know why she would invite you to South America the day she met you.
You want to know?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Are you regretting turning her down already?
You guys keep acting like I was offered a trip from a game show or something. I mean, I still think she was kidding. I don't even know.
All right. Well, we're going to dial the phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone, and get your second date update. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Buenos dias. Can I speak to please?
Yeah, this is
Hi, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you doing today?
I think you have the wrong number. I didn't sign up for anything, I'm sorry.
I know you didn't sign up for anything, but somebody sort of signed you up for something.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. If that's true, then you can take me off the list. I'm not really interested.
Unfortunately, I can't take you off the list. Because this is a morning radio show, and you recently went out with one of our listeners, but aren't calling him back. So he asked us to get you on the phone and find out why.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with this.
I'll give you a little background first. Okay, his name is Patrick. You guys met on Tinder.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm not comfortable talking about this. I'm not interested.
Can I just ask you one question? I'm just curious about the text messages that you sent him after your date when you invited him to South America. Were you being serious?
Hung up.
Patrick, you must have really pissed her off by not agreeing to go to South America.
This is getting even weirder.
All right, I'm going to try to call her back.
Look, I'm not trying to be a bitch. If I'm going to talk to you, I need you guys to bleep my name out.
Okay, that's fine. I can beep your name out. You're pretty much, I mean, you're anonymous anyway. Nobody really knows who you are. Do you have friends that listen to the show?
I don't know. I don't even know who you guys are. So.
Okay. So you're pretty much anonymous. We'll, I promise you, if you let us talk to you for a minute, I will beep your name out. Nobody will know who you are.
So what do you need to know?
Well, I'm curious about the text messages that you sent to Patrick. So we talked to him about your date. He said that it was great. And then he told us after your date, you asked him to go to South America. He thought you were joking, and then it sounded like you were serious. And that's the last he's heard from you.
Those were private messages, and I don't, he probably shouldn't have shared them with you.
Okay, but he did, and he liked you a lot, so he asked us to get you on the phone. Do you not like Patrick?
No, I thought, I thought Patrick was a really cool guy. I thought he was, you know, cute and funny and smart.
Okay, and were you serious about the invite to South America?
I'm just, my life's been pretty complicated lately, and okay. It's just, I'm just going through some weird stuff right now, so I
okay.
don't.
Okay, well, I don't want to get into all your personal stuff. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. If you liked Patrick, though, can you help us give him some sort of explanation? Because he really enjoyed your time together, so much so that he emailed us to get you on the phone.
I feel super shitty. I didn't want him to feel, I don't want him to feel blown off. I don't want him to feel like he's not a good guy. He is. It has absolutely nothing to do with him. It just has to do with what I'm dealing with right now.
Okay. Can you give me anything that I can say to him, though? Like, just tell me what I can tell him so that he can feel good about it and move on if you don't want to see him again.
I'm getting married in 2 weeks, and
what?
Married?
So. You're getting
what?
Married in 2 weeks?
Oh, girl.
What?
Yeah, I'm getting married. I'm getting married in 2 weeks.
Why okay, are you on Tinder?
I only did it once. I'm just having a lot of second thoughts, and Patrick seemed like a really cool guy after talking. And I figured if I went on one last date, maybe if I liked it, the universe would tell me where I was supposed to be, whether it was dating or getting married.
No.
And I.
So you were kind of having second thoughts about getting married and thought, I'll try one more date. If it's good, that means I shouldn't get married?
I don't know what the I was thinking. It's been a really stressful time, and I know it was stupid.
Okay.
Why are you getting married? Don't get married. If you're kissing another guy, don't get married. What are you thinking? That's the worst decision you could ever possibly make.
You know, Les, I already feel pretty I don't even want to make me feel shittier.
All right.
No, it's going to
hey,
make you
not,
feel
no, we're not trying to. Married. We're not trying to make you feel...
What?
We're not trying to make you feel crappy about it.
Look, I'm going to keep her on the phone.
I'm not trying to make you feel... We're not trying to make you feel crappy about it, I promise. And I appreciate you taking the time to tell us what happened, because then I can go back to Patrick and sort of explain things to him. I do have a question about the South America thing. Can you shed any light on that?
I just thought we had a connection. I thought he was really special, and I figured if we were both willing to just drop everything and just leave and go be ourselves elsewhere, then maybe that would make us happy.
Whoa.
And I thought maybe he'd say yes. I thought
he said that you guys had a lot of wine. Was it the alcohol talking that night?
No, I was sober when I texted him.
You were sober when you texted him about South America.
My
so
good Lord.
In your mind, if you guys ran away together, like you were willing to run away with him if he said yes?
I thought if he said yes, that would be where we were supposed to be. Yeah.
So you're just going to run away from all your problems, leave everything in the dust.
I think it's kind of a thing to say. I'm sorry.
Hey, what? Look, I, whatever you're going through, you're going through. I appreciate you staying on the phone with us, and I appreciate you talking to us, okay?
Yeah, but I don't want him to think it's him. It's not him.
Okay, well, you can actually tell him that because he's on the other line listening.
Is all this really true?
Are you kidding me?
No, that's Patrick.
I'm so confused right now.
I'm sorry, guys. It's bullshit. I don't want to talk to you, Patrick.
I'd love to talk to you. Can we get together? Or
Oh, no.
Hello?
Wow. Oh, Patrick.
What?
You devil, you. You almost got a girl that's getting married to leave the country with you and ditch her husband.
That's not his fault.
Yeah, it is. It's all your fault, Patrick. You didn't throw those.
I'm blown away, guys. I am blown away.
You had no idea that she was in another relationship. Like, none at all.
I had no idea. I had no idea. Oh, I'm, like, freaked out right now.
Wow. Not only was she in another relationship, engaged to be married,
holy
and was thinking
crap.
About leaving her husband and the country with you.
Oh, my God.
I really want to talk to her again.
Why? What do you want to talk to her about? What are you going to say?
Because I feel the same way. I don't know.
Why would you want to run away with a woman who's about to get married in 2 weeks?
I don't know what to think. I mean, I really like this girl, but then again, I mean, it was only one date, and I mean, I don't think I'm ready to run away to South America with her, but I mean, she shouldn't even get married into this guy if she feels that way.
Yeah,
right?
That sucks for that dude. Now, if she would have been on the date with you and told you, I'm assuming you would say no, but I don't know, and told you, hey, I'm about to get married, but I really like you, and I think that I would leave him for you, what would you have done?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Why would you not? You say no. Why are men so attracted to crazy women? That girl
hot.
Is a nut job.
Brooke,
I am
always,
sorry.
Patrick.
You always say you believe in love. Love works in mysterious ways.
Oh, bullshit.
Patrick, she was hot, wasn't she?
She was extremely hot.
There you go. That's what it is. Normally, this is the time where I ask if you want to go out on a second date, but she's not on the phone, and she's going to be getting married, so probably not interested in another date with you. I guess I'll ask the listeners. Text in 78592. What should we do from here?
Oh, my gosh.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Yes. That is what I call a second date success.
I don't know if that's the right word.
Yeah. Wow. So if you tuned in like in the middle of that and you didn't know what was going on, Sky Patrick went out with this girl. We had to beep her name. Otherwise, she wouldn't let us air it at all. Mm-hmm. But we beeped her name. Anyway, they went out. They met off of Tinder. After their date, she said, come with me to South America. And he was like, we went out on one date.
Yeah.
Are you serious? And she said, yes, I'm serious. Come with me to South America. And he said, how about we just hang out in the States? And maybe someday later we could go to South America. And then she was like, it's not going to work, and stopped texting him back. The reason being, she is about to get married and was having second thoughts and thought that maybe he was the one for her and wanted to run away with him to beautiful South America.
I'm sorry. After one date, you don't think he's the one. You just want any excuse to get out of the marriage, period. Like, yeah. You're trying to let yourself talk yourself out of it. And people are getting mad at me because I was saying that she's crazy. I'm sorry.
Oh, she's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, but she is.
She's definitely crazy,
that
for sure.
That is nuts.
But she was hot, so he actually, at the end of that, was thinking that he would actually be interested in a relationship with her still.
Weird. It is amazing what men will say yes to when you've got the right size waist and a nice rack.
Mm-hmm.
It is, like, the power of that is beyond compare.
And crazy girls in the bedroom, A+.
Yeah.
And we all know that.
But in real life.
Yeah, but if you're going to plan on breaking up somebody's marriage, chances are she's going to want to marry you next.
Yes.
True.
She's going to want to marry you, and then you're going to be about to get married to her, and she's going to do the same thing to another guy, try to whisk him away to South America.
Oh, my God.
So that she can get out of getting married. I feel bad for her husband. There's
so
no idea.
Bad. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but people keep texting in, Brooke, I can't believe you said that to her. She already felt bad about it. What?
Well, she was playing the victim role big time.
Yeah.
It wasn't about the fact that, I'm kind of a D-bag to my husband who I'm about to marry right now, but I wanted to run away with this guy. It was like, it's so hard for me, and I don't know what to do.
The craziest thing is, like you said, though, the other guy was actually like, well, I felt that connection,
I know.
Too. I don't know. It's like, what do you mean you don't know, dude?
Crazy has a funny way of finding more crazy.
That is a very... That is eloquent, Jubal.
I wish I could have sent them on a second date.
To South America?
To South America.
Yeah. Or just even a South American restaurant in town.
We asked what we should do. We said, text in at 78592. What should we do? A lot of people are saying, crash the wedding.
Oh.
Show up at the wedding and play the audio of the second date update.
Oh my God. Just give it to the DJ.
Another person said pay for that dude to go to her wedding. And then another said, send him to South America. No, he blew his shot at that. He had a chance to go to South America. Remember, if you want a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, brookandjubal@moving925.com. We will call the person who didn't call you back.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.